أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم في سورة النساء، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. صدق الله العظيم. These ayat from Surah An-Nisa bring up an important topic which is recurrent, and I'm sure we've spoken about it before and you've heard a lot of people talk about it. But it's so important that it cannot be overemphasized how important this aspect is. And this is the aspect of tawbah, or repentance, or asking for forgiveness. Because although we all heard the term, we're all familiar with it, I'm not sure if we all really understand what it means, or how it should be applied. Now, for starters, let me just emphasize one important point. There is no human being on earth who is above the great need for tawbah, for repentance. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his hadith that he does tawbah 70 times every day, and in other hadiths 100 times every day. The Sahaba used to say, when Prophet Muhammad was sitting with them and he was talking to them, he would every now and then keep quiet and say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And that's the Prophet, who's already been told that he's forgiven for all his sins. Prophet Ibrahim, in the Quran, we know that وَيَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مَنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. When Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail were building the Kaaba, what were they saying? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh God, please accept our deeds and listen to us. You are the ever hearing ones. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً. And make of us and our siblings and our kids and our sons and daughters Muslims. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. And show us our means of worship and تُبْ عَلَيْنَا and forgive us. So, Prophet Ibrahim, while he's built the Kaaba, he's just finished doing the great deed that Allah has ordered him to do. What does he do? He asks for repentance. He asks for tawbah. So if you imagine that Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Ibrahim, and all the great prophets were continuously asking for tawbah, doing tawbah and asking for repentance, where are we to think, well, I don't really need to do tawbah? And I've heard that actually from people saying, you know, I don't do anything wrong. My heart is very clear. I don't do wrong things. And I just invite you here, and invite myself, just to take a step back. And let's reflect, just for a minute. What sort of wrong deeds do we all do every day? Let's just think about the shortfalls. You know, how many of us will say what we describe as white lies? You know, somebody will call you and say, oh, you're a bit late, when are you coming? I'm on my way, I'm just there. And you're probably 10 miles away. This is a lie, isn't it? How many of us will say, look, you know, maybe I'll have to take a loan with an interest, although I know the interest might be haram, but what can I do? It's my business. My business needs it. How many of us have had to sit in a place where people were drinking alcohol and we'd say, look, I'm not drinking, but what can I do? It's the business requirements. How many of us will postpone their prayer because I'm too busy at work? And how many of us will not even pray or miss a prayer or just pray all the prayers at night when we get home? What can we do? You know, it's my work. My work is important. Really, is it more important than the basics, the columns, the pillars of your religion? I mean, we all do these mistakes. I'm guilty as well. But what I'm saying is that we are all doing wrong things. And even some of the things we are doing are min al-kaba'ir, from the major wrong things, not the minor wrong things, when we not, might not be aware of it. So, let me just, for tasters, on the Day of Judgment, there is a place in hell called Saqar. And Saqar is so horrible that when people are going into Saqar, the angel standing on the doors ask them, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي Saqar? What brought you here? This is such a horrible place. And what's the response? They will say, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطَعْمِ الْمِسْكِينَ. We did not pray. And we did not perform our zakat. We did not pay our charity. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. And we used to just join people in the talks and in the, you know, wasting time and maybe doing ill talking and so on. These are things that lead to Saqar, which means that they are major sins, not minor sins. And I'm sure that most of us are guilty of these things. How often do we miss a prayer? For excuse or for no excuse? How often do we not pay our zakat? And I'm not saying pay charity, because yes, I know everybody says I pay the charity. But how many of us actually sit down and calculate 2.5%? How many more do I need to pay? Am I paying my full zakah? And if I'm not, what am I doing? It's a major sin. How many of us will sit down and make fun because other people are making fun of a person and I'll join in and I'll laugh about the jokes? Backbiting. We're all guilty of these things, I'm sure, or some of us are. And these are major sins. So let's leave the major sins aside and talk about minor sins. How many of us don't do things as they should be done? Let me tell you something. How many of us are just not doing things as they should do? You know, we come here and I say, fine, I'm quite glad. What are you talking about? I've gone to Jum'ah. I've done my prayers. Now, let alone that you might have come to Jum'ah late, for no reason, for no excuse. Let alone that you might have been sitting there playing with your iPhone or playing with your telephone and sending messages and receiving messages while the khutbah is going on, which spoils your prayer completely. Let alone that you might not have done your wudu properly for the prayer. Or, no, I've come early. I've sat and listened to my khutbah completely. I've done my prayer. What do you want? What do you expect of me? What do you want me to repent from? You've done it. Yes, on the exterior. But what do you know? Do you know what has been written in your book? Because you know that there are two angels, one on the right hand and one on the left hand. The left hand angel writes the sins and the right hand angel writes the good one. Do we know what's been written in our books? Yes, on the exterior we feel we've come to the prayer. We've done our bit. But we don't know what's been written in the book. Because what's written in the book is not necessarily what we feel has been done. When we stand up to pray, do we concentrate on our prayers? Or when we're praying, we're thinking, oh, you know, the business is not going so well. I've got a meeting in half an hour. And, you know, what shall I do this evening? Or how shall I plan my holiday? You're standing in front of Allah, talking to Allah. And you're not even concentrating on your prayers. And that's, we all do that, I'm sure. Is this a sin or not? Does it require repentance or not? Let me tell you a story about Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali passed one day and the man was sitting in the mosque. And the man was saying, Astaghfirullah, 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 as we all do. And he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm doing istighfar, I'm asking Allah for forgiveness. He said, you know what? Your istighfar that you're doing needs istighfar. You are talking to Allah, you're not paying attention. You're not even seeing your words properly. And I'm sure we all do this, Astaghfirullah, 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 and while I'm thinking, you know, what about my business? What's going to happen today? What's happening tomorrow? I've got an appointment. You know, what am I going to do this evening? My car? I'm not even thinking. So I'm talking to Allah, asking Him to forgive me while I'm being rude. I'm not even concentrating. Can you imagine if you are sitting talking to your boss? Would you be talking to your boss and not concentrating on what you're saying? Or would you say it in such a quick way, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah? This needs istighfar, needs repentance. Look at the way we pray. Sometimes we're praying and we're in a big rush, so we need to pray very, very quickly. I'm going to do my ruku'ah quickly, I'm going to do my sujood quickly, I've got no time. Or if the imam takes a bit longer in the sujood, you say, oh, what's this man doing? He's taking so long, I'm getting a headache from sujood. These are the feelings that go through our minds while we are praying. So while you are standing in front of Allah to perform the prayer to Him, what are we thinking about? Oh, I'm too tired. So these are just some examples of endless things that we do, endless sins that we do every day. Now, I'm not telling you these things because I want you to despair or I want myself to despair. It's just that when we sit back and think about our own sins, it helps us in two ways. One, it will help us concentrate on our own shortfalls rather than looking at other people's shortfalls. Because how many of us will look and say, you know what, this man doesn't pray properly, he doesn't know how to pray. Or look at the way she's dressed. Oh, she doesn't have hijab. Because I'm wearing hijab, she's not wearing hijab, you know, I'm better than her. No. Let's just concentrate on our shortfalls. We're all full of shortfalls, we're all full of sins. The other thing is that it will lead us to try and improve. So, all of these examples I've said, as I said, it shouldn't lead us to hopelessness. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us of this, and he told us that كل أبناء آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون. All the sons of Adam are sinful. Everybody will make mistakes, will be sinful. But the best of those who make mistakes, the best of those who do the sins, are those who do tawbah. And it's not said at-ta'ibun, i.e. they do tawbah once. No, at-tawabun. So they are continuously doing tawbah. كل ابن آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون. We are continuously doing sins. That's how we've been created. That's how we've been made. We must accept that. But we need to recognize them and we need to do tawbah continuously from them so that it is wiped out from our books. However, Allah is not only kind and He's not only generous. He is the most generous. And therefore Allah tells us in the Quran, what happens when you do tawbah? And we will talk about genuine tawbah, of course, because tawbah is not just a word by mouth. I don't say, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, when you don't even mean it and just, you know, rush it. There's a way to do it. But anyhow, that's not the point. The point is, Allah tells us that if you do tawbah, and if you do genuine tawbah, at-tawbah al-nasuh, أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. So He doesn't only forgive you, no. He transfers your sayyat, your sins, into hasanat, into positive things. There's a hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a long hadith, but I'll just tell you an interesting part of it, where he says, on the day of judgment, Allah asks everyone to approach on their own, to talk to Allah face to face, and we'll all be standing there, by the way. So Allah brings this man close to Him, and tells him, do you remember such and such a date when you did this and that? And you remember such and such a date when you closed the door and you did this and that, and you thought nobody can see you, but I could see you. And you remember this and this and this and this when you did that. And the person suddenly becomes very pale, starts to sweat, and feel, look, I'm doomed. I've done so many sayyat. But then Allah tells him, but you have done tawbah. And the man says, yes, I've done tawbah. So he says, fine, all your sins have been wiped. Here's your book. And the man looks at his book. And for every sin that has been wiped out, he's been given a hasana. So every sin that he has done has been transferred into a hasana. And the man looks and says, oh Allah, but you know, on such and such a day, I've done another sin which I don't think they've written here. And the Prophet then smiled. So this is how kind Allah is to us. And this is what tawbah can do to us. And that's why it is so important. So, we must learn how to do tawbah. We must know how it is done. And we must repeatedly do it because we are continuously sinning and we need to ask Allah to wipe our sins every day. So, I'll just ask you to do a simple exercise when you go home tonight. Just bring a little piece of blank paper and just imagine for a minute that somebody's told you this is the last day of your life. Tonight, the angel of death is going to come and visit you. And write down on the paper, how would you spend this last day in your life? Of course, you'd still have to go to work and do everything like normal, but just imagine, what would you do with your prayers? When would you pray? Where would you pray? How would you perform your job? How would you treat people? Just as an exercise, just do that, because it will give you a lot of insight into how badly we do with our day-to-day life and how much time we waste in unnecessary activities and how many things we do that requires tawbah every day. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والسراج المنير أما بعد. So I will now return to the ayat of Surah An-Nisa that I opened the khutbah with today to go through it together with you. But before I do that, I just want to remind you that as of last week, we have started having meetings after Maghrib prayer in the prayer room, and it is meetings for people who are interested in walking the path to Allah, and we are going to try to help each other, to show each other the right path. So it's more of a workshop, if you like, that we can exchange ideas and see what we can do to help each other walk the straight path. So everybody is welcome, and the meetings are usually after the Maghrib prayers in the prayer room, inshallah. And today, inshallah, we're going to be discussing this very topic that we're talking about, which is tawbah, but we're going to discuss it in much more greater details, how to do it exactly, what to do, what not to do, and so on and so forth. So anyhow, let's go back to Surah An-Nisa. It says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. So it is mandated on Allah to those who do sin. Now, nothing is mandated on Allah. Allah mandates whatever He wishes on Himself, but nobody mandates anything on Allah. But He mandates it on Himself. He makes a promise. He makes a promise here that He will forgive those who do sin. But they accept responsibility for the sin. So they do the sin while they're being overwhelmed. What is being overwhelmed? Bijahala. Bijahala means that they were being overwhelmed with whatever emotional push, whatever anger, lust, greed, etc., etc. But soon after, they return to Allah. So yes, they have performed the sin, but then they acknowledge that they performed the sin. Because one of the big problems, one of the reasons why Shaitan has been kicked out of God's mercy, is that he would not acknowledge his mistake. So the first stage in Tawbah is to acknowledge that I have done a mistake, I have made a mistake, it was wrong of me to do that. And then the next step is to ask for forgiveness. And these are the ones that Allah will accept the repentance. Then the second part of the ayah says, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Repentance is not for those who do sins repeatedly. Because if you look at the ayah carefully, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ. السُّوءَ is sin, but singular. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, plural. So, السُّوءَ means I do a sin by mistake. I acknowledge that I've done a sin. I've been weak. I lost my temper. I was tempted. I was driven by lust. Whatever. I acknowledge that. If I acknowledge it, and I regret it, and I ask for forgiveness, then I fill the categories, Allah will forgive me. However, there's another category of people who say, fine, you know what? Allah is ever forgiving. I'm going to drink alcohol tonight. Allah forgive me. When I finish drinking, Allah forgive me. And I know that I'm going tomorrow to drink again. I've got the intention that I'm going to do it again and again and again. Or like the Christian dogma. You know, do whatever you want to do. Go on Sunday. Go to church. Ask for forgiveness. You're forgiven and plan. Go out and do your party in the evening and start all over again because everything's been wiped. No, it doesn't work this way. The ayah makes it quite clear. لَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. Or, you carry on doing everything and you say, you know, I will do repentance at some time. And then you feel that, fine, death has come. Either the terminal illness or the actual death. And then you start doing tawbah. No, it's too late. That's not acceptable. This is what the ayah tells us. وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Or those who die already while they are still on the sinful way, non-believers. These cannot perform tawbah. It will not be accepted by Allah. So these are the ones that Allah will not accept. So, unfortunately, as usual, we don't have enough time to discuss everything in great details. But as I said, hopefully this evening, tonight, we'll be able to sit down and talk about it more in more details. But, so, just remember, take home message. One, think about what you're doing. Think about what we're doing because we are all making mistakes. Two, admit the sin. That's the most important bit. Admit that I have done something wrong. Now, after that, have a sincere intention that you would not repeat it. And then, take action. And this action would be to do the actual tawbah, asking Allah for the forgiveness. So there are stages for the tawbah. There's one extra stage, however, if your sin was against somebody else, and against another human being, then it's not enough just to admit it, and to ask Allah for forgiveness, you must correct whatever you've done. So if you've taken somebody's money, you must give it back to him. If you've insulted somebody, you must ask for his forgiveness. Because Allah says, الظلم ثلاث, ظلم يغفره الله, وظلم لا يغفره الله, وظلم لا يتركه الله. There are three types of sins. One that Allah will forgive, and that is if you do a sin towards Allah, i.e. you don't pray or you do something that you shouldn't be doing towards yourself. Or ظُلْمٌ لَا يَخْفِرُ اللَّهِ, if you perform shirk, if you don't believe in Allah or ascribe somebody else to Allah, then you will not be forgiven whatever you do. وَظُلْمٌ لَا يَتْرُكُ اللَّهِ, if you have done trespassing on another human being, because you must ask Allah for forgiveness. However, to close up, I want to close on a positive note. Just remind you, in the Quran, Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنُطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. So, tell my worshippers, tell my slaves who have transgressed, don't give up on Allah's mercy. Allah will forgive all sins. He is the ever forgiving. And return to Allah and He will forgive you. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ارزقنا توبة قبل الموت وارزقنا توبة عند الموت اللهم ألهم قلوبنا اللهم نظف قلوبنا اللهم طهر قلوبنا اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أحييتنا وارحمنا بترك ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم ارحمنا يا رب العالمين فأنت بنا راحم اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله